With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Good, have a good day. We appreciate you being with us. We're happy to be here every single weekday morning, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific, on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. It's a Thirsty Thursday, everybody. So let us know what you're toasting to. What's the good stuff that's going on in your life that you want to toast to, feel good about, doing well?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
We'll toast to the good stuff coming up in 20 minutes. In 40 minutes from now, I've got that soundbite I promised for you yesterday from U.S. men's national team captain Tyler Adams. He was aggressively questioned by an Iranian journalist before that match between the U.S. and Iran the other day. And the way that Adams handled himself, comported himself, answered the question, I said, we need to highlight this on the air because it's so encouraging that our U.S. men's national team and our young athletes can think and handle themselves this way. It's really impressive. I'm going to play that for you coming up here in about 38 minutes from now. I want to start, though, this hour with Matt Rhule, as Rhule, of course, has taken over the Nebraska Cornhuskers football program. I mean, look, I don't blame Nebraska for hiring Matt Rhule. I think that Rhule's a little bit of a snake oil salesman here. Rhule's success at Temple is impressive. And Rhule's success at Baylor, certainly impressive. What Rhule was unable to do in Carolina, he should just say, you know what, I made some mistakes. I couldn't figure out the quarterback position. There were a few things I would have done differently. And taking the Nebraska job is a chance for him to go back to college where he had success. And some guys are just wired better for college. I think the guys that are wired better for college are usually a little egomaniacal. I think are usually more control freaks. You can control university programs. You can't really control a professional franchise. Ultimately, there's a GM usually above you in the NFL. Usually, always, there is an owner that pulls the strings. And no matter what coach you are, you're rarely, if ever, superior to the owner. I mean, I would say even Bill Belichick has to answer to Robert Kraft when Kraft wants something. And that's Bill freaking Belichick. But in college, you're usually the most powerful person on campus, if not in your state. I mean, Nick Saban doesn't get told what to do. So the egomaniacs, the control freaks, the guys that like to boss people around, they stay in college. They're better there. Hart, you can't boss around professional athletes. Can't really boss around an owner. So that's why the Sabins of the world, the Spurriers of the world, the college guys, the Bobby Petrinos, what do they all have in common? Usually They're control freaks, and they like to be in control, and they like to have the power. Power.
Bump, ba-da-da-bump, bump, bump.
Power.
Bump, ba-da-da-bump, bump, bump.
Power. So Rule is doing this victory tour. Oh, it's going to be great. And again, for Nebraska, what's there to lose here? You're hiring a guy that had other interest, I'm sure, around the country. You're at your lowest moment, and you just tried a guy that's already been part of the culture in Scott Frost, and it was a flaming disaster. So hiring Matt Rule, I'm not sure it's a slam dunk, but totally get why you would do that, and I don't blame Nebraska for going down that road. But here is Matt Rule. And by the way, it's not going to be a quick fix at Nebraska either. There's time to that's going to be needed to let this thing build. But you're in the Big Ten West, which is palatable, certainly, considering who's out of the Big Ten West playing this weekend? Purdue. So it's not exactly the most difficult of paths in the Big Ten West. Anyway, he's on Peter Schrager's podcast. Schrager is an NFL reporter, one of the hosts of Good Morning Football. And Matt Rule is asked by Peter Schrager what he would do differently because of his lack of success in Carolina. And
if you could do it all over again, what would be the one thing you would change looking back on it, as obviously it didn't work out with Super Bowl victories or anything like that?
I think I probably would probably take it another job. You know, I mean, I think it's a great place, the wonderful people, but I just don't know if I was a fit there. You know, at the end of the day, we talked about, hey, we're going to have a 4-year plan, a 5-year plan. You know, if you tell me, hey, we got a 2-year plan, then I'm going to go get signed a bunch of free agents and do it.
Mm-hmm. So Matt Rule wouldn't have done anything differently in Carolina except take a different job. And the longer that clip goes, he goes on to say, you know, had he thought it was only a 4 or 5, if it was only a 3-year plan or a 2.5-year plan, he would have signed bigger free agents and tried to fix it right away. But he was under the assumption that it was going to take 4 or 5 years of patience, and that was the understanding with David Tepper, et cetera. And that's fine. I could totally understand if there was a conversation with Tepper early before that the contract was signed. And I could totally understand if Matt Rule felt as though, you know, there was an understanding that we need some time here. We need 4 years minimum, 5 years to finally turn this thing around. So it's a slow build. But there are some holes in that theory. Because if Matt Rule was under the assumption that this was a 5-year plan, what was going on at quarterback? If he was under the impression that the first 2 or 3 years were gimmies, why would you recycle back Cam Newton for 2 weeks? Why would you have gotten rid of Teddy Bridgewater? Why would you have tried Sam Darnold and then said, oh no, we don't like Sam Darnold, we now need Baker Mayfield? Why would you have gone so hectic at every quarterback situation? That doesn't make any sense. If you thought this was a 5-year plan, why would you trade a second rounder for Sam Darnold? That feels like we need a winner right now. That feels like we need a solution right now, right now. And patience? What patience do they show in any regard at the quarterback position? So I don't really buy it. I think maybe 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago around this time, the conversation was, we understand slow build, slow growth. We want this to be a long-term solution. But the fact is, year one, you basically get a gimme. You go 5-11. And year two, ownership and fans wanted to see something. And you showed them no growth because you went 5-12 the next year. So then year three, which is the year that you seem to take off at Temple, you seem to take off at Baylor. Year three, okay, this is the year. Looks just like the other years. They are showing no signs of growth. In fact, at times, they looked worse. Now, is David Tepper impatient as a billionaire? Probably. Did David Tepper change his tune 2.5 years into this marriage? Probably. But I could also understand hiring a guy and thinking, well, it'll be rough at the beginning, but we'll see signs. And there were no signs. I mean, look at the quarterback situation this year. Year three was, we've got Darnold, but we need Baker Mayfield. We're drafting Matt Corral, and we might still need PJ Walker. What kind of plan is that? If you hire somebody at a CEO level, a boss position, and by year three, it looks just like it did in year one, and year three still kind of seems like we're throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing what works, you too would be impatient. So this is the bit. Matt Rhule apparently treated a lot of people well. Fine. That's good. That should be the bare minimum, but it's not always the bare minimum. So it's, he treated people around the facility well. That's good. But he also thinks really highly of himself, and so highly of himself that he is unable to actually see that he was part of the problem too. It might not have been totally his fault, but there's certainly, if you've got control of over everything and year three looks like year one, sorry, that's also on you, bud. So I tend to think Matt Rhule's overrated. We'll see it in Nebraska. There's not a lot of pressure. I mean, they've been so bad for so long that as long as they go 7-5, if they get to 8-4, I mean, forget it. I mean, he's a hero. Honestly, if they're 6-6 next year and qualify for the Bahamas Bowl, it's good. The Big Ten might not have a tie into the Bahamas Bowl, but you know what I'm saying. He doesn't need to do much. And transfer portal these days? I mean, hell, Kansas has a winning season. Syracuse went 7-5. So he might be able to do it. Do I think that he's this great solution to bringing Nebraska back? I do not. I do not think he's that good. It is a Thirsty Thursday today. And so bring the good stuff, what you're toasting to. We'll read through those and do ours coming up in a few minutes. I just wanted to update you on the NFL playoff picture, okay? This is, to me, this is very interesting. If the playoffs were to start today, which they don't, as we all know, these would be your matchups. This ties into tonight's game, Bills and Patriots. One seed of the AFC, the Chiefs, they'd have the bye. One seed of the NFC, Eagles, they'd have the bye. The two seed of the AFC would be the Dolphins. They'd win the AFC East. And their first round matchup, Mraz, wild card weekend, the Jets are in Miami.
And that's the finale of the regular season, too.
That's right. Great defense, great offense, division rivals, familiarity. It's a great game. No easy layup for the Dolphins as the
right.
two seed.
And the Jets beat them, but that was without, obviously, Tua.
Your 3-6 matchup, the 3-seed Titans win the AFC South. The Bengals as the 6-seed. Bengals went there last year and beat the Titans and the 1-and-done when the Titans were the 1-seed and had a bye out of the wild card weekend.
We'll see you Saturday at 4:30.
So the Bengals don't fear that matchup. You're 4-5. How tasty is this? The Ravens would win the AFC North. Bills in Baltimore, wild card weekend.
That's a juicy game.
That's perhaps the best wild card game you could possibly ask for.
Extremely juicy. I mean, that would be high, high alert for the Bills on the road in that game.
And remember, that game unfolded earlier in the season, and the Ravens had a lead on the Bills, and the Bills came roaring back in the second half.
I think it was 20-3 was the lead.
It was 20-3 at halftime. So tonight, that Bills win can move them up or down out of that slot. Not saying the Bills can't go to Baltimore and win because they did it earlier this year, but you push yourself up or down a slot, that's significant in this AFC playoff race where all the teams are pretty good. In the NFC, Vikings, the 2-seed, right now would get the Seahawks in town wild card weekend.
Interesting game.
Interesting game.
The who do you trust more game?
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Wait, are you sure? The Seahawks are on the outside looking in right now.
I think I saw that they were the 7-seed at the moment.
Because they're 6.
You're right. They're the 8-seed. It would be Washington. You're right. So Vikings, Washington. Vikings.
Kirk Cousins?
The Kirk Cousins revenge game. Wild card weekend, okay? How about that? Your three seed at the moment is the 49ers. And they would take on the Giants. The 3-6. Oh, think about Niners-Giants playoff history, the Trey Junkin game. There's a lot of history there, and you'd have to travel to San Francisco.
Don't like it. I'd rather fall back, be the 7, and play the Vikings.
I think you're right. I think that would be the play. And your 4-5, what number would this get? Buccaneers hosting the Cowboys. Wild card weekend. That rating would be bonanza.
It's crazy to think of where do they put the game on Saturday night, a classic Brady and Cowboys Saturday. Is that the Sunday night? Remember, there's a Monday night opportunity now.
Oh, God, that's right. We have a Monday night
last year was
game?
Cardinals-Rams. And I think, I could be wrong, I think the Monday night game also has to be one of the 4-5s because of the way they pre-set up the matchups the next week.
Because the 4-5 potentially goes to the 1 seed?
Well, I guess the thought being, because they reseed, if the 7 seed were to upset the 2, the 1, somehow the 4-5 they know can only face a certain team. However they figured that out, that was a thing last year. The short week.
Your 4-5s, Bills, Ravens, Buccaneers, Cowboys right now.
Juicy!
We got juicy NFL playoffs in January.
Oh. I can't wait. Actually, but I do want to wait. I want to see the last 5 weeks play out. Don't rush the playoffs.
Yeah. It's weird because college football, it's like, what, the season's already over? How did that happen? And the NFL still has a month and a half left.
Right. Mid-January now.
When we come back here on the show, it's a Thirsty Thursday. Let's toast to the good stuff. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're toasting to the good life.
I feel alive.
We are feeling good and doing well.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
It's the DA Show's Thirsty Thursday.
Celebrating with some booskies.
This is always a fun segment of the week. We look at something that's making us feel good and do well. We're toasting to the good stuff. And so let me know what you're toasting to by hitting me up on Twitter, DA on CBS, or on the phone at 855-212-4CBS. Marez, who are you toasting to?
DA, this also could double as a gift idea ahead of the holidays, but I am toasting to my weighted blanket. Okay, I got one around the holidays last year, and I was a little skeptical. What is this? What is this? But for somebody with a lack of sleep like we all have, this weighted blanket, when it's cold out, you lay it over the other blanket you have, and it's just this calmness. It puts me to sleep a lot quicker, and I've noticed since it got cold the last couple of weeks, I went back to my old weighted blankie, and I snuggle up under it.
Yeah,
it like keeps me in this nice, warm, weighted cocoon. And I feel like my 5 hours sleep is starting to feel like 7 hours sleep as a result of the weighted blanket.
Wow.
And I noticed this last year, and I normally don't do it over the summer because it's hot. You know, it's too short for me to do as just a standalone blanket, like a window. It's, you know, I need a double dip. But anyway, this blanket, now that it's cold out, I'm reminded these weighted blankets are great. And just a gift idea. I'm toasting to it, baby. I'm getting better sleep now because of it.
Okay, toast to the weighted blanket.
Booskies!
Now, your wife, Danielle, she likes when it's cold in the room, right? So she blares the AC?
Yes, normally. However, even she, as she's starting to get older, I've noticed the last couple of weeks, we don't have the fan on right now. So the problem is we'll just shut down the actual heat in our room while the heat's on in the rest of the house. So we're getting a little bit of a compromise here, but I think it's getting better.
Because you got sick from that for a couple of weeks.
Oh, the cold air blowing down. Like, she'll have the AC blaring in October, let's say, and it's just in my mouth, and we have like one of those units right above my head, like one of those ductless things, and it's just blowing like that. But luckily, no. Now we've shut down that unit.
Okay. Billy Jock Alone is in for Pete the Body today. Billy Jock, welcome aboard.
What's up, DA?
What's going on? What are you toasting to?
So you know what? I actually was thinking about this before, and I was talking to Maraz about it. I'm toasting to working on the show today, and here's why. Most of the time, I come in, I do the minutes, not downgrading our sports minutes here at CBS Sports Radio, but it's very mundane, as they say. Very, you know, it's the same old routine.
Yep.
You're sitting out there in the newsroom, but today I woke up and I said, you know what? I'm doing something important.
You got some juice.
Got a little juice. Right. You crack the window in the car. You got a little breeze coming in. You feel like a normal person. So I'm gonna go with that.
All right. Booskies to the call up for Billy Jock. We're on the board today. I love it. Greg Caserta is in for Bogues. Gerg Casella, what are you toasting to?
I'm actually going to toast an establishment not too far from my house, the Capitol Grill in Paramus, New Jersey.
Great spot.
Because
I don't know that one specifically, but I've gone to the Capitol Grill a
couple times. It's always good. We got a group of guys going tonight. Me, my brother, my dad, and a couple of family friends. We always do like a holiday boys' dinner. And it's always a great time there.
Mm-hmm.
The food is fantastic. The staff is great. $25 corkage fee for wine, so they don't really hit you over the head with that.
Good steak at Capitol Grill.
Steak's really good. And for the dessert lover, the banana cream pie there.
Oh, is that right?
Is off the charts.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Toast to the boys' holiday dinner at Capitol Grill. Capitol Grill, the one in Kansas City, down to the plaza, which is where I lived when I lived in Kansas City. I used to frequent, and that was the first place I ever tried the vodka-infused pineapple.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
So good.
You know, when they have those big, large decanters, basically, behind the bar, and they fill it up with vodka and pineapples, and then they just pour it out of the spigot, and it's all vodka, but it's pineapple-infused. That's tasty, and
dangerous.
That is dangerous.
My only trip to Capitol Grill, I was told by the waiter I've had enough bread.
No!
Yes.
You got bread policed?
So I went to the one in Atlanta, which is in Buckhead, and I was actually with our old colleague, Jay Berman. We were down there for Giants-Falcons, and that Saturday, we had quite the bender watching college football in the South all day. Alabama games out drinking. And it got to the point where we were very hungry, and we had drank from noon till like 8. We needed a late dinner. We happened to be walking up, and there's the Capitol Grill.
It's a great spot for
a late-night
dinner.
Let's have a bottle of wine to cap the night and some steaks.
All right.
We went up, and I think we were a little too sloppy for that crowd. And the bread was very bready, let's say, you know, the breaking
and
off.
And you're wearing an OCU Manure jersey.
100%, right. We're not dressed for the Capitol Grill, but they're allowing us in. But the crumbs are flying all over the place. And they must have brought us 4 baskets. I'm just lapping on the butter with bread.
I'm like, more, please.
I'm guzzling wine. I'm eating that. And it got to the point the waiter came over and looked around and just said, I think you've had enough bread.
Wow. Not enough booze. Keep drinking.
Right.
But stop with
the bread.
I had
the wherewithal to realize, you know what? I'm not going to argue back. I'm not going to pull a Schwartz in this spot. I see what's going on here. I'm going to shut up and have my filet.
You know, you people have been asking for baskets of bread for 4.5 hours now.
And then the waitress
and they just don't want to clean the mess. I mean, there's crumbs everywhere.
Yeah. On me.
The white tablecloth, and all you see is bread crumbs everywhere.
That's great. Now, it is very interesting that Billy Jock toasted to working on the show today because I was planning to toast to Billy Jock today. Billy Jock helped me tape the Sunday morning football interviews every single week. And Connor Green is my executive producer of Sunday morning football, but he does not work on Thursdays. And oftentimes we tape the Sunday morning football long form Sunday conversation with a former athlete, a former NFL Hall of Famer, usually on Thursday morning. So Billy is oftentimes here to help me wrangle this and set up the whole booth in there and make sure that the guys on the phone, and I talked about this on the Twitch post game a couple of times. For some reason this year, we went like 6 of 7 weeks of being unable to get the guy on the phone at the time. Or the phone dropped, or he wasn't responding to text messages, or something happened. And Connor's not here to negotiate it. So Billy, I mean, working his tail off in there. Trying to call, trying to get him up, pot him up. He's not there. Texting Connor. Do we have the right phone number? What time is it? What's the time differential? Where does he live? Are we sure? Are we confirmed? Check the email. I mean, we have gone through this so many times. And every single week, Billy works his tail off and finally gets it. There is a moment every week, Thursday at about like 10:26 a.m., where it seems all is lost. The guy is not picking up. We're not going to get it. We're screwed for the interview. Going to have to reschedule. And it's always like the lowest moment of the week. And Billy always somehow by 10:28 is then on the upswing. And we get him. We lock him in. And by 10:31, he's on and we're talking. And Billy's like, yeah, we got him. So Billy Jockalone's been my fighter co-pilot this entire season, and we've had great interviews. I mean, these guys have just opened up and told these great stories. Hollywood Henderson about his drug addiction, Jeff Hostetler about being overlooked by the Giants and then kind of booted out the door after the Super Bowl, Mike Haynes last week on trying to lock down the great offenses of the 80s. I mean, we've had great guys. This week, we're scheduled to have Icky Woods on the show, as the Bengals have kind of popped up back again. So that should be awesome.
Hope you don't have to do an icky shuffle with the guests this week.
Let's hope not. So, Billy, I know you and I are staring down the barrel of Icky not picking up the first 5 times we call him. And maybe this looking really low at some point, very dark at some point. But you've been my boy all season long, and I appreciate the effort.
Booski!
I am ready for the battle, as I told Connor.
It's incredible. It's like clockwork. Every single week it's been like this.
It's almost as if, D.A., they all get together and say, we'll just wait a couple minutes.
Yeah, exactly. One too many oopsies tweets at Food is Family. Where the hell is Bogish and Bilotti? Out all week? Bogish has been sick for all week, basically. And Bilotti's had a family situation. So, yeah, these guys have been out. So it's just been basically me and Mraz holding it down. But Caserta's been awesome the whole week. And we've had EJ in. We've had who else?
Oh, Jocko. Because Pete was here the first 2 days.
Oh, right. Yeah. So Billy today and then Billy tomorrow?
Billy tomorrow. And we had Caserta on the PGP. Get Caserta a listen.
Which was awesome. Yeah. PGP, check it out. Side B, Greg Caserta's on the Permission Granted podcast. Beat Rice tweets, I'm toasting to the 12 DAs. It's a tradition that I get excited for every year, and I'm very glad that the bit is being extended with holidays like Tanks Govern. Here's to 10 years of the show. Booskies! You were kind of like bowl season. We just keep expanding the 12 DAs every year. Moist Pork says, Booskies to my mother-in-law for offering to take my girls to sleepover last Wednesday so that my wife and I can go to a wedding and not have to worry about a babysitter. Hashtag Thirsty Thursday.
Booskies!
Sean is toasting to Mizzou Hoops being 8-0 to start the season.
Booskies!
Big Lar is toasting to the show. Pretty mother bleeping awesome this week. And the PGP, Caserta was amazing. EJ was awesome. And you two always great. Thanks a lot, guys, for the entertainment. Love to all. Hashtag power. Power.
Booskies!
Squishy Liquid is toasting to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA, who's playing clips in between commercial breaks on YouTube. The focus on your Let's Ride short-circuiting Monday inspired me to make it my new ringtone. Hashtag Let's Ride.
Boosies.
Hashtag Lyra. Yeah, that's how Russell Wilson says it. It's hashtag Lyra. Ostrich Eyes says, I'm toasting to this year's 12 DAs. I'm looking forward to this all season long. And this year, you guys have your work cut out for you. Congrats on an amazing year. Cheers. Hashtag power. Power.
Please.
Dixieland Dance toasting the casinos. Me and my wife are headed there for her birthday tonight. Going to hit up the blackjack table in the bar. Maybe we can win enough to give every D-Alien $500 and Gelb $5,000 to give up his pick spot to Pat Boyle. Hashtag Dan the Scientist.
Booskies.
As I thought, Dixieland Dan was a scientist. I'm like, I think he's a scientist. Mraz goes, I think he works in an auto body shop. Okay, I was a little bit off. Science of automobile work is still a science, is it not? More toasts coming your way throughout the morning. I just saw this tweet from you, Greg Caserta, from last night. Is that your three-legged cat, Pee-wee?
Yeah, that's Pee-wee.
You have a three-legged cat named Pee-wee.
Yeah, so my fiance is a licensed vet tech, so at her animal hospital, they always get rescues to come in. And we got Pee-wee when she was a couple of weeks old, and she had a fractured back right leg. And when kittens are that small, the bones are so tiny that they can't really fuse them together, so they just whack it off. There's your drop. I realized as I said it. So we've had her, and for her whole life, she's been missing the back right leg. And animals are great because they just go about their business. She can sprint. She can jump on almost everything. Like, she doesn't get up on the kitchen counter, but she climbs the couches. She's amazing.
Wow. And she's beautiful. She's
gorgeous. And very territorial. Like, we've tried bringing in other kittens, and she gets nasty.
Really?
She's the sweetest thing in the world, but it's me and Erin. Like, that's her family. That's her spot. And when we try bringing in other cats, she will not have it.
Is she just indoor or both indoor and outdoor?
Hates outside. We try bringing her outside and hates it.
And what do you do when you bring her outside? Is she on a little leash or?
No, we have like a little carrier, kind of like a screen thing. Mm-hmm. And when we've been out in the summer, like if we're out having a beer, you know, whatever, we've tried including her in the fun. And she just, the whole time, just not digging it.
And so you said she likes warm floorboards.
Yes, we have heated floors. So she sleeps in bed with us every night, but we see less and less of her now because you saw the picture. She curls up in the Amazon box. It's like a little cat hotel for her, and she couldn't be happier.
How awesome is that?
That's cool.
My girl,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, cat's running the picture right now because she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That is like a cat hotel. That's great.
It's a box that's tipped over on its side, so it has kind of like a high ceiling, if you will.
Yeah, and the way Erin orders Amazon packages, there's always fresh boxes. So there's plenty of space.
And so Pee-wee, the three-legged cat,
is
laying on the floor of the cat hotel.
Yeah, barely saw her last night. Even at one point, I was in bed. I was doing some work on the computer, and I'll cheat. I'll occasionally grab her and throw her up in bed. Didn't stay. Went right back to the kitchen.
I'll cheat. You want her in bed with you.
Yeah.
That's really
cool. And she's been greeting me every morning when I get up. I get up about 4:30, and she knows this week, like, hey, dad's up. She gets the treats in the morning when I leave the house. Like, she's got it. She's got it made.
Wow.
It's a good life.
That's pretty cool.
A good life.
The biggest question, though, is how much is that Trenton Thunder money with the heated floors, though, huh?
So we live in the downstairs of a mother-daughter house.
Okay.
So our landlords, we do live in a nice place, but it's a small little apartment, which is why I never do updates remotely because my voice projects. So we're in a really good spot, but it's obviously not our forever place.
Does Pee-wee have zoomies at night?
She does sometimes.
Okay.
Like if she sees an animal outside, she goes nuts.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is like there are times when we'll hear her in the middle of the night, as you know, with cats, they'll just... At 3-4 in the morning, they decide, hey, now it's time to play.
Yes,
not like when we first get home at 5 or 6. No. It's like, no, everybody's asleep. Now we got to start making noise.
Last night, the Bourbon Bell and I went to bed around 10 o'clock, 10:15 or so. And at approximately 11 o'clock, maybe midnight, we both woke up because Rosie the cat is going crazy, running laps downstairs.
Oh.
Racing between one end of the house and the other end. What are you running for here? There's nothing going on. There's nothing going. No,
Firing
no
up
sound.
For the 5 a.m. World Cup kick.
There's no sound. It's pitch black out. Nothing's going on. And here she is running laps back and forth, back and forth. Like she's Antonio Brown working out.
Need to get her a weighted blanket.
Yeah, perhaps. Greg Caserta has our headlines this morning.
DA, the Rose Bowl amended its contract yesterday with the 100-year-old stadium informing the College Football Playoff Committee that it's willing to forego the last 2 years of the current contract and start expansion in 2024. So the field increases from 4 to 12. And yes, the Rose Bowl will still be included as a host site along with the other big ones. Now, I had a question. What would be the biggest financial impact of expansion? Like, why would they hesitate and hedge on this? Like, why wouldn't they just say, yeah, let's expand because we're still getting to keep a playoff game?
You're talking about the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, like, what was their biggest issue?
Because they did not want to be bumped out of their TV slot. They have that January 1, 2 o'clock Pacific that they have been in for 100 years. They did not want to move off of that spot because that's prime television window. It gives them a lot of notoriety, gives them a lot of advertising money, and they didn't want to become a Thursday night.
January 6th.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm asking only because one College Football Playoff official basically admitted that the Rose Bowl was strong-armed into agreeing to this so that they can keep one of their games there.
Yeah. Because they were going to have the playoff without the Rose Bowl.
Right.
And say, okay, Rose Bowl, now take the third best Pac-12 team and the third best Big Ten team and go play it on January 1, but you will be totally out of the picture.
Gotcha. Okay. Now I got it. Of course, there is still no College Football Playoff contract beyond 2025. So that's the next item that needs to be resolved. The conference championships do begin tomorrow night. Fourth-ranked USC takes on number 11 Utah at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, the hotbed of Pac-12 football as we know it. Matt Rhule called into the Zach Gelb show last night. We heard some of that. And we know Matt's publicist has been busy as he foregoes the rest of his Panthers buyout to take the Nebraska job. Zach asked his buddy Matt if interim head coach Mickey Joseph will be back next season.
I'd love to finish the season out. And
we're going to go with
Mickey's a tremendous coach. These players care about him. Him and I are talking back and forth, you know, just in terms of is it a fit? So, you know, we'll probably have some clarity here in the next couple of days. But I respect so much what he did, you know, just watching him. That team could have, you know, fallen apart this year.
Yeah.
And he and the leaders on this team, you know, and then that great win over Iowa at the end of the year, a lot of respect for him.
But this is before that, the assault.
The news broke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So here's Matt Rhule saying, yeah, we want to keep him around. And then Mickey Joseph gets arrested for strangulation, domestic abuse.
Now, to be fair, when they played the interview, that news had already broken, and Gelb came on after the interview to tell everybody it was taped.
Oh.
Right.
And obviously, I would not have asked that if we knew that that had happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't have Mickey Joseph around now.
No.
He might not be eligible to. He might not be a free man.
That's a good point, too. He's on administrative leave, but now, you know, criminal charges and all that.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst timing you could ever have.
Yeah, I mean, who knows the details of this, but imagine wrapping up a college football season and being at the doorstep of your next position or something and then freaking out, getting angry, being violent, having, I mean, this is just a disgusting thing if it's true. And the worst timing ever that you can't like understand the moment is just like the worst time ever to lose whatever.
Right. I was going to say that the worst time ever could have been if he was actually named the Nebraska head coach and not Matt Rhule. And it would have been a whole disaster, even a bigger disaster.
Yeah.
Last hour, we talked about divisive quarterbacks and a lack of cohesion in both Arizona and Denver. Meanwhile, in Tampa Bay, the Bucs have been a disappointment, most recently with Sunday's overtime loss to the Browns. Turns out after that game that Devin White and Levante David organized the dinner for the defense on Monday. No word on where they went, but I hear Mons Venus has a great buffet for Monday Night Football. Busy night around the NBA last night. LeBron, 31 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, and the Lakers 128-109 win over the Blazers. Devin Booker scored 51 over just three quarters. He also heard MVP chants as the Suns smoked the Bulls 132-113. And Nikola Jokic finished a rebound shy of a triple-double in the Nuggets' 120-110 win over the Rockets. Finally, Black Wednesday at the World Cup as Mexico coach Gerardo Tata Martino left the job after they were eliminated from the tournament yesterday. Tata said, "My contract ended as soon as the referee blew the final whistle, and there is nothing more to be done." It's the first time Mexico will not be featured in the World Cup knockout stage since 1990 when they were banned from the tournament. Ooh. So ta-ta to ta-ta. Hasta luego, amigo.
Ta-ta. See ya. That's an ugly one. When we come back on the show, speaking of the World Cup, if you want a reason to root for the U.S. and a particular player on Saturday morning, I've got the soundbite for you. And if you worry that maybe young athletes don't get it, you will be very encouraged by this soundbite. It's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. We count down the 12 DAs of Christmas. Here's a moment that got stuck in the chimney.
Making 6 pounds of wings could potentially sway some votes to earn a guy a full-time job.
I think it could, but really I was trying to feed Raz his healthiest meal in years.
Trying to feed Moraz, is that right?
You call me Raz or Moraz? Moraz. You heard me wrong?
Oh.
I'm a great guy, I'm a good person, and I'm just trying to feed people. I would never try to kiss up to anyone. That's not my style. I call you Damon. Most people call you D.A.
What do you think that does? That is a sign of respect?
That should tell you everything you need to know. I don't kiss up to anyone.
Yep. Sure don't. Captain Jack Stern. One of the moments stuck in the chimney. And maybe we should keep it there. 49 minutes past the hour this season. For the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. Mondays, Thursdays like tonight, Sunday nights, holiday triple headers. Every playoff game, catch the action on the Odyssey app, westwoodonesports.com, Westwood One Station streams. Ask Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. Sponsored by AutoZone. Free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free. Get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before the U.S. played Iran the other day, Tyler Adams, who is the captain of the U.S. men's national team. Now, Tyler Adams is a very young guy, but he's already become one of the great players the U.S. has ever produced. Adams plays for Leeds United in the Premier League, and he's only 23, so he's a really young captain. But he's mature beyond his years. He's excellent, obviously. He controls the midfield. He was the player of the match, in my estimation, in the win over Iran. But he's also extraordinarily bright, extraordinarily mature, extraordinarily professional for 23 years old. You want a reason to root for the U.S. big time on Saturday morning? It's because this team is led by this young man. And he was aggressively questioned by an Iranian journalist before this match. And there's been a lot of stress and tension between how certain countries like the U.S. have looked at some of the other countries involved in the World Cup or hosting the World Cup and human rights violations, repression, etc. And this Iranian journalist clearly had a burr in his saddle for Tyler Adams. And listen how Tyler answers the question.
You say you support the Iranian people, but you're pronouncing our country's name wrong. Our country is named Iran, not Iran. Please, once and for all, let's get this clear. Second of all, are you okay to be representing a country that has so much discrimination against black people in its own borders? And we saw the Black Lives Matter movement over the past few years.
My apologies on the mispronunciation of your country. That being said, you know, there's discrimination everywhere you go. You know, one thing that I've learned, especially from living abroad in the past years and having to fit in different cultures, is that in the U.S. we're continuing to make progress every single day. I grew up in a white family with obviously an African-American heritage and background as well. So I had a little bit of different cultures, and I was very, very easily able to assimilate in different cultures. So, you know, not everyone has that ease and the ability to do that. And obviously it takes longer to understand. And through education, I think it's super important. Like you just educated me now on the pronunciation of your country. So, it's a process. I think as long as you see progress, that's the most important thing.
That's a 10 out of 10. That's a 10 out of 10 because here he is being attacked at the podium for mispronunciation, and that's a sensitive thing, and I can understand why. It would feel disrespectful to a country that probably feels overlooked or judged if they also felt like you couldn't even get the name of their country correctly. And so here's Tyler Adams, who at 23 years old could easily be on the defensive there, could very easily be like, I'm the star here. I'm at the podium. And you're attacking me. And this isn't even a question. You're just lecturing me. And then a question about, can you even talk about diversity? Can you even talk about something like this? And Adams just is at the podium listening, and then starts off by apologizing. I'm sorry I mispronounced the name of your country. And then woven into the answer, which is a great one, about, yeah, I do think I've got a good perspective on this because I have African-American heritage and I grew up in a white family and I understand inclusivity, exclusivity, diversity, difference in cultures, you know, everybody trying to work together, basically. And in the answer says, I believe it's about education, like how you just educated me. I mean, is that not this incredible masterstroke of coming to an agreement, of coming to seeing the other person's sides, of acquiescing to, you taught me something, and here is why, understanding one another instead of accusing one another of being ignorant or wrong doesn't help? I mean, for 23 years old, I heard that. I said, my goodness, Tyler Adams is a star. He's a great soccer player. He's one of the greats we've ever produced in America. He's our captain. But he's also, what a professional and what a mature person. Tyler Adams, a reason it's easy to root for this U.S. men's national team, coming up Saturday morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.